You will hear a number of different recordings and will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a job seeker and an employment agent. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, nice to meet you after talking on the phone. So you're interested in signing up with our employment agency for some temporary work?
Yes, I am. I'm going overseas in about 6 months. But I'm available for work until then.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, I'll just write down some of your details as we talk. So what's your full name? I know your first name's Sharon.
Yes, it's correct. Sharon Altwell.
The job seeker confirms that her first name is Sharon, so Sharon has been written on the form. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, nice to meet you after talking on the phone. So you're interested in signing up with our employment agency for some temporary work?
Yes, I am. I'm going overseas in about 6 months. But I'm available for work until then.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I'll just write down some of your details as we talk. So what's your full name? I know your first name's Sharon.
Yes, it's correct. Sharon Altwell.
Is that Altwell with an A?
No, actually it begins with an H. It's H-A-L-T-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And your address, please.
It's 24A Rodney Road, R-O-D-N-E-Y.
And which area is it?
Sandwell. Do you need the postcode?
Yes, please, if you know it.
It's SD712PY.
All right. And I have your phone number here from when I returned your call the other day. 915-2334,
isn't it? Yeah.
Now, are you looking to start work immediately? I mean, when is the first day you would be available for work?
Oh, not this week, actually. As I already have some commitments. What's today's date? The 6th? Okay, so that means I'll be free from the 12th of November.
That's no problem. Now, you're looking for customer service work, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's what I've been doing for the last few years.
So how many years' experience do you have in that area?
Oh, let me think. Four years experience. It's what I've done since I left college.
And are you looking for full-time work?
Yes, I am. But I would also consider part-time too. I mean, if that was the only thing available.
We have quite a few full-time positions, actually, but most of them involve working shifts, you know, evenings and weekends. Would that fit your schedule?
Oh, evenings are no problem, but I wouldn't be able to work weekends until after January 3rd. I already have a job at a department store, you see, and I'm contracting until then. After that, I'm completely flexible.
Okay, I'll just make a note of that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, do you have your education certificates with you? We need to make copies and put them in your file.
Yes, I do. They're here.
Okay, thanks. So you have completed high school and also have a diploma in administration?
Yes, that's right. It was a 2-year course and I studied at Colstone College.
Good.
Now, here's how the process works. I'm now going to ask you to complete a short computing skills test. It takes around 45 minutes. You know most customer service jobs involve having to have good keyboard skills. Do you have time for that today?
Yep, no problem. I can do that now.
Good. So we'll be able to give you your results immediately as it's all computerised. If you pass, we'll put your details into our database as an available employee from the dates you specified. But before we can activate your details on our database, we need to check references. I have some details here, so is it okay if I telephone these people today?
Yes, that's fine.
Once we've done that, if all's okay, your details will be activated in the database, and one of our representatives will contact our client companies to see if any of them would be interested in taking you on.
That sounds fine.
We will telephone you to inform you of an assignment, and would normally expect you to confirm whether you are willing to take on the position within 24 hours of the confirmation phone call. We will then email you an employment contract, which you must sign and return as soon as possible.
That sounds fine.
Okay. Well, let's go and start the test.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.